Welcome to this mindful movement practice. The intention of this practice is to tune in to the body sensations as they arise moment to moment. Often we are so busy in life, we don't take notice of the subtle messages the body is sending us. This practice encourages you to tune in to the body experience, to listen to the subtle messages the body is sending you. The attention will be on internal and external sensations. It's about practicing tuning in to the whole body experience. I encourage you to take off your shoes during this practice so that you can really tune in to the sensation of the connection between the feet and the ground you're on. With this practice, bring in an attitude of kindness, patience and trust to it. So let us begin. Finding a comfortable but alert posture, feeling the sensation of both feet on the ground, the sit bones on the chair, inviting that sense of openness into the upper body, perhaps moving the shoulders up and out and down just to create that sense of spaciousness in the upper body. Feeling that sense of the head, neck and spine aligned, resting the hands on the top of the legs and softening the gaze or closing the eyes. Inviting you to tune in to the stillness of the body. Asking, how does the body feel at this moment? Is there a sense of softness? A sense of tightness? And again, not judging, just being curious. We'll begin the practice with some movement in the feet. So just begin by rocking the feet forwards and backwards. And as you do this, tuning in from the inside out, feeling the connection of the toes on the floor as you rock forward and that connection of the heel on the ground as you rock backwards. Noticing if there's a sense of rushness with the practice. And again, not judging, just being curious. Feeling the muscles in the foot. How do they feel? Perhaps noticing the muscles in the ankles. And now returning both feet to the ground. Feeling that sense of groundedness in both feet. And moving now to the next practice. This is shoulder rotations. So bringing the fingertips to the tops of the shoulder. And as you do this, just noticing the sensations, tuning into the sensations of the fingertips on the shoulders. Perhaps tapping the shoulders with your fingers. How does that feel? And now let's begin the movement. So just starting clockwise, circular movements. As if you're drawing circles with the elbows. And again, noticing the range of movements in the shoulder joint. Again, not judging, noticing if there's resistance, being curious about it. Not forcing any movement. Just exploring. Exploring what it is like. What are the sensations associated with this movement? And pausing for a moment. And now moving in the opposite direction. Is there any difference? Is one way more free than the other? are pleasant sensations arising or unpleasant sensations arising. And again, noticing if the mind is wandering, it's so normal, but as best you can, bringing the attention back to this movement. And now returning once again to the starting point. Releasing the arms, inviting the arms to hang along the side of the body. You may have to shuffle forward on your chair to do this. And again, noticing the sensations in the body now. Perhaps noticing tingling in the fingertips. Or maybe sensing a heaviness in the arms. And now moving to the next practice, wrist rotations. So raising the hands up, wrapping the fingers around the thumb, and gently starting to rotate the wrists. And again, being mindful that the movement is isolated just to the wrist joint. Perhaps noticing maybe both arms moving and acknowledging it, but drawing the attention to both wrists and sensing the movement in this area. Noticing other muscle groups in action as you rotate the wrists. And again, noticing if you are speeding through the practice. Acknowledging it, but again, drawing the attention back to the subtle movements and just noticing what happens then. Pausing for a moment. And then rotating the wrists in the opposite direction. Breathing in and out as you move the wrists. Pausing for a moment. And now flicking out the fingers, just stretching the fingers out. How does this feel? And now shaking the hands. Again, just noticing any sensations, and as you shake the hands, again, noticing different muscle groups at work. Being aware of the different connectivity between the different muscle groups. And now returning the hands to the top of the legs. And the next movement is a neck rotation. So as you exhale, just gently turning the head to look over the right shoulder and being mindful that the upper body is not moving. The movement is just in the neck. Breathing in. And as you exhale, see, can you look a little bit further over the right shoulder? How does that feel? Noticing where the muscles are stretching. And again, being mindful, not forcing any movement. Noticing if you are striving to get somewhere, acknowledging it and just drawing the attention back to this movement of turning the head to look over the right shoulder. And as you exhale, coming back to center. And now moving the head in the opposite direction. And again, just noticing the movement in the neck muscles. Noticing if there's a tendency to twist the spine or move the upper body, acknowledging it, but drawing that right shoulder back and just turning the head to look over the left shoulder. And when you get as far as you can go, just stay there, noticing the body, noticing if there's any tightness with this movement. Or is there a sense of openness, a sense of ease? And as you exhale, coming back to center. The next movement will just draw the chin towards the chest. So as you exhale, just dropping the head, feeling the back of the neck, perhaps feeling a stretch, a release in the back of the neck as you bring the chin towards the chest. Breathing, feeling the body. As you inhale, bringing the head back to center. Returning to stillness. How does the body feel? Noticing the temperature of the body. Is it warm? Is it cool? Is there a sense of openness, softness, or perhaps maybe a sense of tightness or this agitation in the body? Being curious as to how that feels. The next movement will be side bends. So gently raising both hands up towards the ceiling. As you do so, palms facing the ceiling and connecting the palms together. Pausing for a moment. And again, moving to the range of your movements, not overstretching, just exploring what is the boundaries of your movement. Breathing in, stretching the arms up towards the ceiling. And again, noticing the range of muscles activated with this movement. Sensing the aliveness of the body. As you exhale, gently bend to the right side. And again, being mindful not to swing the left shoulder forward. Just a gentle side bend to the right side. Where do you feel this? You're feeling the connection of the feet on the ground as you do this practice. Inhale, coming back to center. And as you exhale, a side bend to the opposite side. And again, feeling the sensation of different muscle groups at work. Feeling the sensation of the intercostal muscles along the side of the body. Feeling that sense of stretching in the body. Inhale, coming back to center. And as you exhale, releasing the hands down along the side of the body once again. Inviting the arms to hang. Inviting that sense of the shoulders moving away from the ears. And just again, returning to that stillness. Bringing attention to your breath as you breathe in and breathe out. How does your breath feel in the body at this moment? And not concentrating, just sensing, tuning in, feeling your breath in the body at this moment. As we come towards the end of this mindful movement practice, if you've your eyes closed, gently opening them, expanding your awareness out into the space you're in. And once again, just shaking the arms, transitioning from the practice, and thanking you for taking the time to share this mindful movement practice with me.